CliffCentral.com.
Brendan Dekew has got John Edwards on today. You know the guy who speaks to dead people?
I think that's in a week.
Crossing over with Brendan Dekew.
I think it's today.
I think it's today.
I have a feeling it's today.
I'm pretty sure.
I spoke to him yesterday about it.
It's today. Yeah. Sorry.
No. That's all right.
Just wanted to confirm.
He was one of only two people in South Africa who got an interview with John Edwards. And he's going to be crossing over to the other side. He's going to be talking to him about communicating with dead people. So we'll see if that's any good, and I'm sure it would be because Brent doesn't do horrible interviews. So he'll be speaking to John Edwards later on. You don't want to miss that. That's at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes, good stuff.
Is he going to be in studio?
No, he's really recorded.
He's really recorded.
See, I am so excited because I'm a huge believer. Like, I want you to tell me...
You think you can speak to the dead?
No, I can't, but I want, like, someone dead to be able to speak to me.
What would you ask them?
You see, I would hope someone like Michael Jackson were to come through for me.
But it would never be the famous people. It would always be, like, some...
Family. Yeah,
yeah, some shitty boring person who died in a ditch. And they're going to, I'm your great aunt. And you go, how nice of you to talk to me. Well... I died in a ditch. Well, is that all? Is that the only story you got for me? Yes, my terrible life, and then I died in a ditch, and you must avenge me. See, it's never. And if it is someone who's talking to famous people, they're usually a charlatan. Remember, we spoke to that couple once. We used to speak to them all the time. Mubs, you remember that couple in North Carolina or whatever, North Dakota.
The ones who had spoken to Anna Nicole Smith.
Spoke to Anna Nicole Smith. They'd spoken to Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd spoken to all kinds of dead people that were famous. And I mean, they were certifiably insane. Certifiably insane. There is, when you're dead, you can't talk to living people. You're finished. You don't have it. How are you going to talk? You're dead. And if you're alive, you can't talk to people who are dead. It's in your imagination. You're insane, and John Edwards insane. That's why I didn't do the interview.
Oh no!
Well, I said to him, "You're insane. Get out of my studio."
There is a new kid on the block, Hollywood medium
Tyler Henry.
He's kind of the new kid on the block for Hollywood stars. He goes into their homes and then he apparently connects them with those who've crossed over.
Oh really?
But like eight times out of 10, people end up crying on that show. Like,
oh, yeah.
They just break down in tears and they're like, there's no way that Tyler could have known that about Mima.
About Mima. He just connected like Bobby Brown to Whitney Houston.
Oh, really?
And Christina. Yeah.
He does all the celebs in Hollywood.
Oh, what a thief. Is he taking
no,
their money?
No, he's not a thief. He's found a way to make a living. Good for him.
He's a thief. I mean, if you steal from people, that's also making a living, but it's not exactly...
Good for you, Tyler. If these people are that gullible, good for you.
A lot of people are saying that he's fake because, like, with celebrities,
a lot
you can,
of people.
Like,
you can Google that stuff, yeah, but they still let him into their home, so good for Tyler.
I'm still a believer.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson.
Oh, hey, Michael.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say... totally possible to speak to the dead.
Oh, it is?
I have been dead for some time now, and I just want to say I have never felt better.
Oh, why is that, Michael?
I don't need all of those drugs anymore
to
put me to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just always so sleepy.
Oh. Well, you know, Michael, it's refreshing to hear from you because usually we hear from Joe and he just shouts at us.
Who's that?
Joe Jackson.
Who?
Oh, you know what? Never mind, Michael.
Who are you talking about?
Sorry. It's just some guy that came into my mind. I confused him because he has the same last name as you. I thought the two of you might be related.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. My biological father, Joseph Jackson.
Yes, that's correct.
I have managed to purge all of my bad memories here in heaven.
Mm.
I don't remember any of the bad things, only the good things.
Well,
so I don't remember any of the abuse. I don't remember any of the carrying the bricks from one side of the yard to the other side of the yard.
Right.
I don't remember him making me sing and sing and sing and sing till my throat was sore and wanted to fall out. I don't remember any of that. You're making me very emotional.
Oh, man.
Michael,
so emotional.
You know, we're talking about these mediums that connect the living to the dead. What would you say to your kids' Paris and Prince, what's his name? They're quite young stars
these
days.
No, they're not my children.
What?
Well, they're white children.
Do they know that they're not your children, Michael?
Have you seen them? You don't have... What are you, stupid? Can't you see they're white children? Oh my. I used to be a black man. What are you? Are you retarded?
Michael, the whole world has us saying that these kids are your children.
Well, I got my... I adopted them. So I bought the sperm and I bought that woman, that Debbie Rowe. I said she must incubate them. But they're not my children. No, don't be stupid.
What about Blanket, Michael? Because
see, why did you think I cover him up the whole time? At least he was the one that people thought maybe he black. Until they saw him.
Sia said he might look like...
Can't you tell I'm self-loathing? I tried to get whiter and whiter and whiter every year. I don't even have any skin anymore by then.
Oh, so it wasn't that whole skin disease thing that you tried to make happen? You know, you remember when you... When you
there was no... Okay, I can be honest now because I'm in heaven.
Yes.
Okay.
There was no skin disease.
Okay.
I wanted to look like Diana Ross, but whiter.
Okay. Well, you know what, Michael? We have people like that in this country as well who bleach their skin.
Yeah, they buy those products.
Yeah,
very dangerous. You shouldn't do that. Because you can't afford the procedures I had when my skin started to deteriorate. And then they set fire to my hair in that Pepsi commercial.
That was an accident, Michael.
They did it on purpose because they're racist.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Michael, we have to go. But it was nice catching up.
Don't you want to know about heaven?
Sure. Tell us.
What do you want to know? Ask specific questions. They only allow me to answer specific questions. I can't just tell you everything.
Okay. Do you get to still be in bedazzled outfits, or what are you? Yeah, what are you wearing there?
We don't wear clothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We walk around nude.
Oh,
there's got to be some reason to come to heaven. It's true. Hell ain't singing to God the whole time.
So you're walking around...
The last thing I want to do after a laugh of singing is sing some more.
Okay. I do have one question, Michael.
Like Joseph Jackson on the throne up here. Sing, sing, sing. Goddamn sing. Dance, Michael. Dance. Dance with your brothers. Why don't you dance some more? I don't remember all of that. They tried to purge it from me, but every now and then I get a flashback. It makes me sad.
There were a lot of reports about how you and Prince never got along when you were both still alive. Is he that side with you? Do you get to see Prince in heaven? Are you guys much better now?
What do you mean? What do you mean
this side? Well, he died, Michael. Prince died.
Prince went to hell.
Oh. Wow, that's...
They asked me for reference, and I said, no, send him to hell.
Oh, so he didn't make it to heaven?
I was here first, and I'm not going to let him come muscling into my territory.
And what about George Michael? Do you bump into George Michael every night?
I like him.
Oh, he's right.
He's a nice, he's very gentlemanly, and he's friendly, and he's got nice songs.
Okay.
And sometimes we sit together at lunch break, and we have sandwiches.
Lunch break? When, and as opposed
what
to doing
what? What are you breaking?
Singing. Sing for, because God, he loves some singing and dancing.
What's God's favorite song?
Don't stop to get enough.
Oh,
you like that?
Oh, God is a G.
Yeah. Anyway, now I have to go because they're coming. We get our pills this time in the morning.
Oh, sure, Michael.
Yeah, we get a handful of pills, and we don't even know what happens after that. It's great.
Well, next time call us.
Propofol's one of them.
Next time call us after the pills.
Propofol. Okay,
Michael.
I love you. I love the children.
Oh.
I love you. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, Michael.
Wow.
Just out of nowhere. Hey?
So don't let John Edward put you off. There are ways to speak to the dead. You just heard it.
Oh, yeah. CliffCentral.com.